first time in atomic history, America gets a ringside seat at a blast of its most awesome weapon. On Yucca Flat, Nevada, press, radio, and newsreel men converge for the test, which is witnessed by Gordon Dean heading the Atomic Commission. Seldom has any event had the news coverage accorded the blast, which is designed to test the bomb for its value as a tactical and support weapon for ground troops. Scores of planes have their assigned jobs in the operation, and every step is under the scrutiny of camera lenses. More than 1,400 selected troops move into foxholes 3.5 miles from ground zero, the projected center of the explosion. Theirs is a history-making role. The foxholes have been dug 4.5 feet deep, and GIs have been instructed to keep their heads down during the atomic flash. Overhead at 32,000 feet, a bomber is circling with its devastating bomb. Now it is 0-10 seconds to H-hour, and the atmosphere is tense around the ground zero target. Had this bomb fallen on New York, 500,000 would have been dead or injured. In these swirling clouds, man's fate lies awaiting the future.
Mr. President, why did you drop the first atom bomb?
Weapon systems that will bypass all human intelligence and will become victims of our own genius.
The fact.
There will be no winners in a nuclear war.
One large warhead is more destructive than all the explosions made during World War II. The fact.
We'll kill as many people of yours as you'll kill of ours.
Was to end the war in victory. launched a surprise missile attack. It's the second time in under 7 months that a computer problem has triggered a major U.S. alert.
Shattered. Too many promises have been broken. Too many lives have been lost.
Suddenly, a glaring, whitish, pinkish light appeared in the sky, accompanied by an unnatural tremor, which was followed almost immediately by a wave of suffocating heat and a wind which swept away everything in its path. Within a few seconds, the thousands of people in the streets in the center of the town were scorched by a wave of searing heat. Many were killed instantly. Others lay writhing on the ground, screaming in agony from the intolerable pain of their burns. Everything standing upright in the way of the blast. Walls, houses, factories, was annihilated. Hiroshima had ceased to exist.
Thank you.
the U.S. and the Soviet Union have disclaimed the intention to launch a first strike, both are increasing their ability to do so. Each is acquiring nuclear weapons accurate and powerful enough to devastate the other's most difficult to destroy targets, such as reinforced missile silos. The MX, a new intercontinental ballistic missile, will be 13 times more accurate than the 1959 vintage Atlas, the first U.S. land-based missile. Not only will the MX be able to strike within 400 feet of its target, the 10 weapons it carries will have a total yield of up to 4.75 megatons. In December 1989, the equally destructive Trident II submarine launch ballistic missile is scheduled to be put on Trident submarines, giving the U.S. an unprecedented first strike capability at sea.
Without testing in the 1950s, there would be no hydrogen bomb. Without testing in the 60s, there would be no nuclear weapon so small that we could fit 14 of them in a nose cone. Without testing in the 70s, there would be no neutron bomb, which leaves property undamaged but destroys all human life. By stopping testing now, neither we nor the Soviet Union will be able to build nuclear-powered lasers to extend our battlefields into space.
We'll be right back.
extraordinary temperature of the fireball of a nuclear explosion heats the adjacent air to such an extent that it undergoes a colossal expansion and creates a blast wave which travels in all directions at the speed of sound. It takes about 10 seconds to reach a person standing 2 miles away. At this point, there's just sufficient time following sight of the detonating flash to drop to the ground or scramble for cover before the blast wave arrives.
We're pushing forward our highly promising strategic defense initiative. A security shield may one day protect us and our allies from nuclear attack. Whether launched by deliberate calculation, freak accident, or the isolated impulse of a madman.
Initiative, SDI, the danger of accidental nuclear war will reach potentially unmanageable heights during a crisis. One of the most important functions of any imagined Star Wars system is to shoot down Soviet missiles in their initial boost phase. In order for such a pop-up system to be effective in boost phase, it must detect the launches, locate the missiles, aim at each one, and fire within a few minutes. With only seconds of warning time, it would be impossible for the president or any other human being to make the decision to launch. Launching on warning would be an operational necessity for such anti-ballistic missile systems.
Взрыв даже незначительной части существующего ядерного арсенала станет катастрофой, необратимой катастрофой. И если кто-либо посмеет осуществить первый ядерный удар, он обретет сам себя на ужасную смерть. И даже не от ответного удара возмездия, а от последствий взрыва своих собственных ядерных боеголовок.
Silence will doom us.
But will there be a world in 40 years?